I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has signed an executive order directing that all remaining U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement detainees currently being held in the city's jail be transferred out. The order further states that Atlanta will no longer hold detainees for any federal agency. During the last fiscal year, the federal government paid the Atlanta jail roughly $7.5 million to house ICE detainees. That revenue accounts for nearly 20% of the jail's operating budget. As of yesterday, there were only five ICE detainees housed at the jail. A grand jury has renewed murder charges against a white former Atlanta police officer accused of fatally shooting an unarmed black man who was driving a car. Former officer James Burns is charged with felony murder in the 2016 death of 22-year-old Deravis Rogers. Prosecutors say Burns was responding to a call about a suspicious person when he fired into Rogers' vehicle, killing him, even though the officer wasn't in danger. Although the original indictment was dismissed due to a procedural error, the Fulton County DA says the re-indictment is proof that the county is committed to making sure justice is served. A newly released survey is looking at issues voters say are most important ahead of the November election. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on the findings.
The Kaiser Health Tracking Poll finds the biggest issue on voters' minds this year is corruption in Washington, D.C. That's especially true in states where there are competitive gubernatorial races like Georgia. But corruption is followed by health care. Nearly 26% of respondents, including a fifth of Republican voters, say it's their top issue. Although their plans to address it are different, both Republican gubernatorial nominee Brian Kemp and Democrat Stacey Abrams say tackling health care costs is one of their top priorities. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
An Augusta agency that for more than a quarter century has provided services for the homeless and indigent has been ordered to remove the residents of its 150-year-old boarding house due to code violations. A Mercy Ministries board member told WRDW-TV that when it comes to making major repairs like this, they're at the mercy of donations, volunteers, and fundraising. The judge has given Mercy Ministries 60 days to bring the building up to code or find new places for the residents to live. Those residents do pay a small amount of rent and help staff the ministry's programs. Falcons season opener is tonight. GPB's Taylor Gant has a preview.
The Eagles defeated the Falcons in last season's playoffs before eventually beating the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Atlanta will look for a measure of revenge in tonight's game, but will have to do so in front of a hostile Philly crowd. Falcons receiver Julio Jones says his team will be ready for the national spotlight.
Preparation breeds confidence. You know, the way we go out there each and every day. So when we get on the field, you know, it's no nerves, it's nothing like that. We're very confident.
Mercedes-Benz Stadium in downtown Atlanta will host Super Bowl 53 in February. The Falcons are hoping to become the first team to win a Super Bowl on their home field. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
And the Atlanta Braves lost their third straight game to the Boston Red Sox yesterday, final score 9-8. The Braves begin a four-game series in Arizona against the Diamondbacks tonight. First pitch is at 9:40. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News.